Hi, I'm Amber, your host of the Social Launchpad podcast. I'm the girl who fell in love with social media, founded a marketing studio working with some of the leading health and fitness coaches and brands, and now I'm teaching you how to build your dream life and career as a social media professional. Whether you're an aspiring freelancer, have big dreams to start and scale an agency, or you fit somewhere in between, you're in the right place. I'll be sharing my wisdom about the industry, bringing you bite-sized educational and thought-provoking conversations to your ears every single week. So buckle up, grab a coffee, and get ready to learn the tips and tricks of the trade. Let's get this party started. Welcome back to this episode of the podcast. Today, we're going to be chatting all things boundaries. Now, if you have been a social media manager for a little while, you might have already experienced an overstep of boundaries. It's really important to note that boundaries goes both ways. You need clients that respect your boundaries, but you also need to have boundaries in place for your clients to respect those. Today, I'm going to be sharing a few tips on the boundaries that I have in place and some boundaries that you may not have thought of, but also some tips on how to respond to a client if they do overstep the boundaries after you've communicated those. So let's get into it. Boundary number one is clearly defining your work hours. So you really want to establish the hours you work, the days you work, and communicate them to your clients. So I recommend having this in your welcome guide and also communicating this on an onboarding call to make sure that your client understands when you are and you aren't online. And you really want to be able to stick to these hours to one, avoid burnout, but two, maintaining a good work-life balance. So that is tip number one. Tip number two is establishing a response time. So you really want to set realistic expectations. Again, outlining this in the welcome guide. So having, say, for example, in your welcome guide that you will respond within business hours between, say, 8 hours for a response time, because if you have in there that you'll respond within 2 hours and that's not the case, your clients are going to get pretty pissed off because you've set that expectation, but you're not actually upholding that. So setting realistic expectations when it comes to response times is really important. Now, one final tip that I've got, and possibly the most important one, is to have clear communication channels. Now, very embarrassingly, probably only 12 months ago, now this is when I was still working full-time as a social media manager, I was talking to clients on all of these different channels. And I'm talking 4 to 5 different channels. There was email, there was Slack, where I have all of my clients in now. There was Voxer, there was 2 other ones, I can't exactly remember the name of those, but I was so burnt out and overwhelmed, missing messages and just overwhelmed. My brain was in overload from communicating on all these different channels, purely because I am a people pleaser. It's really hard to say no, but I think it's really important to have the boundary that you have 1 to 2 communication channels, and that is it. Now, I'm talking email and then 1 communication channel of choice. Now, as I said, I use Slack for my clients, and I find that that's a really cool tool because clients can upload attachments, they can send voice messages, and I can have all channels with different clients, and it's just a really easy communication tool having a mobile app, but also a desktop app too. So that's really important, not people pleasing your clients and setting that from the get-go. Again, outlining this in your onboarding document and also in an onboarding call. So I would recommend getting the client set up in their own individual channel, say if you're using something like Slack, and then they know how to use that from the get-go. Now, it's important to also note that you need to have an emergency protocol in place. Now, we're social media managers, we're not saving lives, we're not doctors, but it is important to have an emergency protocol in place if there is an emergency that occurs outside of regular working hours. Now, an emergency, I'm talking about a client account getting hacked. That would be a huge one. Or say if a client is in a launch phase and a post has failed to go out on the account, those are emergencies. We're not talking about an emergency task that a client wants done. That can wait until you're back online, whether it's the next day or if they're communicating over a Friday, that can wait till Monday. Okay, so really communicating these, again, having this in your welcome guide, you need everything in that document so you can refer back to and your client can easily find that information. Okay, so that's all things emergencies. If you have a client that is still pushing boundaries, it's really important to, again, not be a people pleaser in business and set boundaries with clients. Practice saying no when necessary, okay? Because if you're constantly doing things outside of working hours or outside of scope, your client's just going to take that as a new normal and they're going to take the piss, to put it quite bluntly. So one thing that I had when I was taking on social media management clients in the early days was one, clients pushing scope of work. So I think it's really important to be firm but friendly and say, hey, I can absolutely take this on for you, but this falls out of work scope. If you are wanting me to complete this task, I can do this in, say, 2 hours and it's going to cost X amount. Would you like to proceed with that? Okay, really setting in place that this is what you're working on, this is what you're paid and contracted to do. If you want extra, that's great, I can take that on, but it's going to cost you X amount. The second boundary pushing element that I did used to get in the early days was clients that didn't respect my working hours. You're responding to your client at all of these random times and on the weekend, it's going to set a tone that you're just working whenever and you're going to burn out very quickly. Take it from me, I have experienced burnout. It is not a fun time. So clearly having boundaries in place, again, the world's not going to burn if you don't respond within hours. And look, there is going to be some, say, nights, some weekends where it might be heavy launch periods like Black Friday, Christmas, where you're working ridiculous hours to get things done, to actually have a break, or you might be going on holidays and you're doing extra work. Setting the precedence and maybe having a little laugh with your client if they do mention that, hey, notice you were online all weekend, because you can actually tell on Slack. Having a bit of a laugh with them and saying, yep, working late, just a one-off this weekend. So those are possibly the two biggest boundary pushing elements that I have experienced as a social media manager. So now that you've got the tips and tricks of the trade, you can avoid making the same mistakes and really avoiding that burnout element. If you do come across a client that is still pushing boundaries, even though you have reinforced them maybe once or two times, you're going to have the hard conversations, put the big girl pants on, stop being a people pleaser, and just reinforcing this with the client that whatever it may be, wherever they're pushing the boundaries, reinforcing that these are my boundaries, and if you can't respect those, then potentially they are not the right client for you. And I've possibly had in my career working with over 50 health coaches, maybe 1 to 2 where I've had to cancel a contract. And these were very early on days in business. I've had to cancel that contract because it just wasn't a great relationship and it turned quite toxic in the end. So if they can't respect your boundaries, you might have to cancel the contract, and that is okay. They're not a client for you and not someone that you want to work with. So that concludes today's episode on boundaries, a really short tidbit size podcast this week. But hopefully those tips really help, and I will just reinforce that it is so important to reinforce and set the boundaries from the very beginning of a working relationship. It not only establishes yourself as someone that's super professional, but you're just reinforcing that, hey, these are my boundaries, these are my working hours, this is my response time, this is my emergency protocol, here's how we're going to communicate. Having that all in one document so you can refer the client back to, and having that all there laid out, it's just so much easier. And if your client doesn't respect that from the get-go and you sort of get red flag vibes, and we're going to do another episode on red flags, you can find that out from the beginning of a working relationship. Okay? So that's today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next episode.